Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. We're happily, eagerly... awaiting your duck call here at 888 Radio 30. That's 888-723-4630.
And without mentioning the word, our secret word today, I feel that way right now.
Wait a minute. I got to look it up. Oh, there it is.
I don't make my bed every morning. Now the world knows it. And also, I'm not going to be as successful because I don't make my bed every morning.
Did you know that you're not supposed to make your bed? Did you know about this?
Why?
You're supposed to let it air out.
I believe in that.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm talking about the shabby chic thing, right?
What about
where
it?
Well, you have a big, we have a big comforter that kind of drapes our bed.
Mm.
So it's not a make your bed routine thing. Like I'm making excuses.
No, you don't make that. You just kind of throw the thing over.
Exactly. Right? You know, but shoot.
Makes sense to me.
So I'm not going to be a successful person in my life. It's too late anyway.
Yeah, you don't really want to be successful.
It's too late.
Do you know success brings with it so much responsibility?
I know. Forget success.
I mean, once you succeed, then where is there to go but failure? Better to just fail right out of the gate.
And of course we're joking.
Are we?
Of course we are.
Are we? Are we really?
Hey, if you'd like to find that secret word that I'm talking about.
Well, I would.
To find Griff's newsletter, you go to ebayradio.com, click on the second discussion post thread. It has the word newsletter in its title.
Yeah,
I mean, it's so easy. It's on the first page there when you go to ebayradio.com.
Couldn't be easier.
You'll see the word newsletter in its title, and there you'll find today's newsletter, and it contains today's secret word. And, Griff, the secret word is like something that it's out of the ordinary. You normally wouldn't see it anywhere, especially in a newsletter.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
But there it is.
But there it is in Griff's newsletter.
Yeah.
And you'll also find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe and receive it twice a week right in your very own inbox. So the first caller at 888 Radio 30 who knows what today's secret word is, which Lee is kind of feeling like that right now, give us a call
baby.
At 888 Radio 30.
Oh, you poor darling. You.
I know, sweetie.
What are we going to do with you?
Oh, an important announcement from eBay Canada.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
If you're accustomed to printing your Canada Post shipping labels directly from PayPal, note that as of last Tuesday, January 17th, you'll need to start that process from eBay.ca in order to benefit from pre-filled buyer information and from eBay's discounted Canada Post rates.
Oh.
Two big important reasons to start the process from eBay.ca instead of PayPal.
Makes sense.
So if you print your labels directly from within PayPal, though, you can still print a label using PayPal's new merchant label platform, but your eBay buyer information is no longer going to be pre-filled, and that's going to be a pain in the neck for you because you're going to have to, you know, type all that stuff in. And you won't benefit from eBay's discounted rates on Canada Post services. So you can still print your labels directly from within PayPal.
Yeah.
But your eBay buyer information will no longer be pre-filled.
Well, so, isn't that a fine how do you do?
If you print your shipping labels by going to eBay first.
Everything's filled out for you.
Choosing one or more sold items and selecting the label printing option, you'll be redirected to PayPal. Where you can still complete your label purchase with your buyer's name, address, and shipping details pre-filled.
Yeah.
You'll also continue to benefit from eBay's negotiated Canada Post rates. You can read the entire announcement at announcements.ebay.ca.
Well, that's very interesting.
So we've tried to give more news for our UK and Canada buddies.
Yeah, they're people too, you know.
Oh, yes.
They sell on eBay. It's not easy for them.
Oh, Griff.
What?
Have you seen that piece of eBay Anna that's literally worth its weight in gold?
No.
I have an item number for you. This is
get out of here.
Fascinating.
Really?
Oh, you're going to love this.
Oh, I hope so. Hold on a minute.
I'm going to go there too. So let's type it together. Okay,
let's
so here's the number.
Yeah.
1520.
Got it.
8982.
Yep.
5485. Okay. Gonna hit search. Okay.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
That is a 1 ounce eBay Perth Mint Gold Bar, 0.9999 fine. And I guess it's got eBay on it. It does have eBay.
Yeah, but will it, when you melt it down, will it still have eBay on it?
Probably not.
Smelter that thing. Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Wow.
What's gold? Is gold selling for that much now, an ounce? That's amazing, isn't it?
So,
it's gold. I love gold.
$1,265.04.
Yep.
1 ounce.
You know what they say. Civilizations come and go, but gold is always here.
This is amazing. What a great gift to give someone.
Yeah, me.
This is. It's unusual. I
tomorrow's
never heard of
my
this.
Unbirthday, in case you were interested.
It's
so.
Yes, it's your unbirthday?
Unbirthday, yeah. You get 364 of those a year.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Well, 363 on leap years, but if you can do the math.
Okay, so anyway, if anybody wants to get me that, that's a nice...
What did I listen to as a child that taught me about unbirthdays?
Oh, unbirthday. Oh, gosh.
What? You know the answer?
I forgot. I sort of remember the unbirthday. Was it Dr. Seuss?
No.
Was it
Try
Dr.
Again.
Seuss?
No.
Okay.
Off with her head.
Lewis Carroll.
That's right. Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland.
Yep.
And there was actually an unbirthday song. I just looked it up. The 1951 Disney animated feature film Alice in Wonderland. There was an unbirthday song. Do you know that song?
No, I don't remember the song. I might remember it if I hear a few bars. I'll have to go on eBay and buy it.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it's your unbirthday.
There you have it.
Who was it? Which character was that? I forget the guy's name, the actor who played that character. But it left somewhat of an impression on me. It's funny, as a child, things tend to leave somewhat of an impression on me. There was very little that left a really strong impression. I went through childhood looking at things and going, oh, that's mildly interesting. I think I'll remember half of that.
In Through the Looking Glass, Humpty Dumpty is wearing a cravat, which Alice at first mistakes for a belt, which he says was given to him as an unbirthday present by the White King and Queen.
There you go.
He then has Alice calculate the number of unbirthdays in a year.
See, it's a math test.
Yep.
Everything is a math test.
So the Kardashians are cleaning out their closets again, Griff.
What?
Don't go there.
I wasn't.
Keeping up with the Kardashians is crucial to you. Hurry over to KimKardashianAuctions.com. They've got all the Kardashians, Khloe, Kendall, Kylie, Kris, Kim, Courtney. All the K's are over there. Hey, Ron, Oilerman 21, Birmingham, Alabama. How you doing?
Hello.
How you
Hi,
doing, Ron?
Hi, Griff and
Hi.
Lee.
How you doing?
How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling better. I'm getting better every day. Next month we'll have that shoulder operated on, but that should be a quick one-day in-and-out thing. But otherwise, I'm doing pretty good.
Good to you.
And I got your award, the last listing award. That's beautiful. I mean, well-framed. It is really beautiful. I'm proud to put that up on my wall.
Oh, great. That's fantastic.
Well, everybody got different frames, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I did the best I could.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I got a deal. I got a deal on a box of frames.
Oh, you did?
I did. Really. All different ones.
It's funny what happens at the back of those trucks.
I know it. Large Lewis sold them to me.
Large Lewis?
Yeah. So, Ron, you want a listing dish?
Large Lewis.
Yes, ma'am. I've got something new that I've gotten into, Western wear.
I've got
a cowboy hat I wonder if you'd take a look at.
Let's give out the listing dish quickly before we go to break here.
Yes, let's do that.
It is 1-824.
1-824.
1-555.
1-555.
0-9-1-2.
0-9-1-2.
All right. Let me see.
Ooh,
here.
That's a nice hat. Oh, it's not big enough. Damn.
Griff has a big head.
Well, who doesn't
know? As anybody who listens to this show can tell.
I have a size 8 hat.
So you got a Stetson hat there.
That's a nice hat.
That is a very nice hat.
I have to watch that. Ooh, I like your little background thing with the little cowboy. That's cute. That's funny.
Are you selling that along with the hat?
Yeah.
Good. Because you have it in the picture.
Well, not with this. It's not a lot of two things, right? It's just
that's
a hat.
It's the top to the box the hat comes in.
Oh, that's the top of the hat. Oh, see, that's even cooler.
Yeah.
Okay, so Stetson, so let's do the, he wants a listing dish so we can get started.
Well, the title's great. It says Stetson Men's 4X Drifter Buffalo Fur Pinch Front Cowboy Hat Stone USA Size 7.5. That's good. That's a good title. And, of course, your pictures just are fantastic. You've taken everything to heart, and now you're as good as a professional photographer. Look at those photographs. I can see everything. God, that's a nice box. Oh, I wish this hat fit me. But it's
what size do you wear?
8, size 8.
And this is
maybe we can stretch it, Griff.
No, you know, we've tried that. We've tried
7.5. I don't think it'll make it.
No, I'd have to. Maybe if I had a lobotomy, I might be able to.
Size 7.5.
We wouldn't want that.
Oh, no, I'm not so sure. You know, anything for fashion.
Okay, we're gonna do your listing dish as soon as we come back
we'll be right.
3 minutes.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Give us a buzz, 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Garrigian and her 4 colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 395.
Negative feedback happens. How do you deal with it? John Colderice Lawson is the founder and CEO of Colderice Media, and he's known on eBay as Shoestring King, all one word. He has this tip.
What you want to realize is that you are not having a private conversation. You're having a conversation in a crowded room of possible customers. Respond for them, not for the angry customer. It's an opportunity for you to solidify how great your customer service is, how much you stand behind a product, and how you take care of customers when there is an issue.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30. or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
Well, this open phone segment is brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. Tell us anything eBay at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. And remember, there was a duck that flew overhead, and I got these bags, and they're not going to ship themselves. So
they're not just going to fall right into your lap.
Bag. Jeez, I mean,
golly.
You know, when they're all gone, you're going to hate yourself.
Exactly.
Ooh, I could have had that bag.
So we're dishing a listing for Oilerman 21, Ron, from Birmingham, Alabama. And so far, it's so good that I have to say this.
What?
We have a rule that you can only win one framed dish towel. So if we were to give him a five on this, I will send him a piece of Ebayana.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you right now, I've read through it.
I know.
It's a five.
It's a five.
It's just a five. There's no way around
it. But let's keep going because there's so many wonderful things in this listing.
Look at that pictures. The photos are great. It's like he turned the hat around and took a picture every quarter turn. I can see inside the top. I can see the band. I see the box. I see my bitter tears falling as I realize that it's not a size 8. His look at all, the only, you know,
because you look so great in a hat. You're just like my husband. You look really good in a hat.
I got terrible looking.
Really good in a hat. So if you come down and you see his item specifics, oh my gosh, Griff.
Well, there's a little issue here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So we're still doing this thing. It's not a big deal, but like we're putting a lot of description stuff into the item specifics so that we have hat is water resistant. So I get what he's trying to do. I get what you're trying to do here. And I'm not going to demote. I'm not going to, like, take away points or anything for that. But I think you've got it pretty good so far, I'd say. I'm going to say I'm not to worry about it. So, but, yeah, everything else, I love that. It's a five.
Explain to him, though. For instance, hat is water. Explain.
I understand, I think, Griff. I mentioned that when we were talking a week or two ago about how I use the first part of the item description as a kind of like a question, and the second part is kind of like an answer. But maybe in this case, I might have gone a little further than I should have.
Well,
I get where you're going, I think.
Yeah, I think you can put water resistance somewhere in the description. And you have genuine buffalo fur is durable. So what you're doing is like making a question and splitting it up. So, yeah those two I don't. So that Stetson collection is the American buffalo. So those three are not necessary.
Four. Genuine buffalo fur is.
No, there's three. Hat is water, genuine buffalo fur is, and Stetson collection is the American. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Gotcha.
You don't need those two. Those, because they're just never going to serve any purpose. Mm-hmm. But the others are okay. But I'm not taking points off of that. You still get a five.
And then down underneath, he's done something that normally we wouldn't like, but it works so well here.
What's that?
He's put things in on how to protect the hat.
Well,
mixed in with it, and I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Like, he's got to protect your hat, use a hat box, place the hat upside down on its crown, this will.
Yeah, that's important.
He's got that. Then he's got the bullet points. Then he's got 1, 2, 3 of how to also keep your hats clean.
Yeah, that's a very smart
thing. I think
it
works beautifully. Yeah.
I'm sticking with the five.
Me too. Yay!
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to send you a piece of Ebayana so you know what you have to do. Lee at voicemarketing.com, please, and say, I won Ebayana. I had my listing dished and got a five and won Ebayana.
So that's a piece of eBay memorabilia. It's not a woman named Anna who's like branded with the word eBay on it.
Oh no, cause Agnes wouldn't like that.
Look at Lee sent me this woman.
She's wonderful. These guys know how I feel about her and you. She's fantastic. supports me 100%.
That's fantastic.
Just like you guys do. I appreciate it.
Behind every great man.
I've been falling down on the job during January, but I'm coming back big time.
Well, that's honey, good. First you fell at the post office. I mean,
yeah.
Things happen to you right and left, and you got the flu. Oh, gosh. You've
it's
been through
ending.
A lot.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
We love your listing. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Ron.
It means a lot to me. I'll take Griff those points to heart and start modifying how I do that.
Yeah, I mean.
You're still working too hard.
Yeah, you don't have to put that much in.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pushing it a little.
You are. You're working too hard. Of course,
working.
This was a nice item for you, though. It's $119.99.
That's a good,
you know, one-offs. That's
yeah.
a pretty good deal there. But you need to understand that you're working too hard. You're putting too much stuff in here that you don't need. That's all.
Yeah. I need to cut it down. The price and the pictures and the item specifics and the basics and the description. But the hat, like you said, I felt that we should tell maybe somebody's new who's buying a hat. Never
sure.
had one before.
I think it's very good information.
I wanted to help them understand how to care for one.
Thank you so much, Ron. You did a great job.
Always a pleasure, Ron. This open phone segment was brought to you by Bstock Sourcing. Coming up, how to list more faster right here on eBay Radio.
You've heard sourcing products from China can be profitable, and you've thought of giving it a try. Sourcing products from a made-in-China wholesale website means lots of research, and you still can't be sure those products or manufacturers are really worthwhile. And you're not about to fly to Beijing. It's such a crapshoot. Luckily, now there's a better way. Visit Douba.com. You see, Douba takes the hassle out of sourcing products from China. They've already done the legwork, so you don't have to. Douba's lined up an exclusive and verified list of reputable manufacturers offering high-quality products. And they're adding more all the time. So quit brushing up on your Cantonese and put off purchasing those tickets to Beijing. With Douba, you can source profitable made-in-China merchandise that has already been vetted. For a 7-day free trial, go to Douba.com. That's D-O-B-A, Douba.com, D-O-B-A, Douba.com.
Work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
When it comes to managing your e-commerce business, there's only one listing tool more powerful than 6bit 2.0. That's 6bit 3.0. eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell online for 20 years. And he just keeps on getting better at it. 6bit 3.0 lets you create your own custom one-page listing form. You can change a whole batch of pictures at the same time and automatically rotate them while they import. There's also a brand new research tool so you can search multiple locations from a single keyword. 6bit 3.0 even adds support for additional selling channels in the US, Canada, and the UK so you can grow your e-commerce business on eBay and beyond. Try 6bit 3.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.